Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for the Yama Yoshev Tzion. We should have Yeshua's Gedolos. And we're going to be learning the sugya of the Kedushin, of Kenyan Kedushin. What's Kenyan Kedushin? Also, for Shlema, for Binyamin, Simcha, Vedina, Minyan, for Dina Chana, Basester, Adasa, Dina Bracha, Basester, Adasa, Shani Chana, Bas Malka, Moshe, Mesh, Narasa, Moshe, Mordechai, and in the Shuvas Divrei Yatsiv of the Heilige Kloisenberger Rebbe, it's always Mamisha Gewaltige Schus to learn the Torah of the Heilige Kloisenberger. This is a letter that he wrote in Kiryat Sanz, in Menachem of Tavshin Chof Beis, 1962, in Netanya. Beautiful, beautiful Netanya. I love Netanya. And I love the Kloisenberger Rebbe. In the Mishnah, the beginning of Maseches Kedushin, it says that a woman's nikneis b'shalosh d'rachim. Rashi says, Ha'isha nikneis l'baila. Who's a woman acquired to her husband? So when it says Ha'isha nikneis, it's talking about l'baila. V'kvar tzavchu kamoi, in the earlier sources already cried out to understand, was vil Rashi. Ma Rashi rotze b'zeh? Who else is she acquired to? Afterwards, Rashi says, "B'shalosh drachim kidem beforeish ve'ozil," as the Mishnah is going to explain. "V'hai shalosh lashon nekevahu," and this shalosh is a language of nekeva. It is the female way of referring to the number three in the female form, feminine form. And the Gemara is going to explain why it says a Lashon of Nekeva. So we have in Rashi that Shalosh Drachim, the Gemara is going to explain. The Mishnah is going to explain these Shalosh Drachim. And these three is Lashon Nekeva, Drachim, and the Shalosh. And the Gemara is going to explain why Drachim is Shalosh Lashon Nekeva. Here also, Marutzeh Rashi. We see in the Mishnah that it's going to tell us right away three things. Why does Rashi have to tell us Kidem Mefarish Basil? Just read the Mishnah. What's Rashi come to be Miyashev? What's his problem? What's bothering Rashi? What's Badil Rashi? V'gam tzich levayer hemshech divrei Rashi v'ma shekatuv ba'agmara v'ma shekatav Rashi v'gemora mefarish amai tana losha nekeve. Rashi explains, after Rashi tells us that three drachim, the Mishnah is going to explain what the three drachim are. And the same dibur Rashi says, and this shalosh is lashon nekeva, and the Gemara is going to explain why. What's the kesher between the lashon nekeva and what Rashi says earlier, that the Mishnah is going to explain what the shalosh drachim are? In the Gemara it says, Maishna hacha detani ha'isha nekneis, and Maishna hasim detani ha'ish mekadish. Why here does it say Aisha Nignes? And there it says Aish Makadish in the second parak. And the Gemara answers that the Meikara Tani Lishna Dei Raise will be Sof Tani Lishna Dei Rabbonan. At first we learn a Lashon of Dei Raise, and then we learn a Lashon of Dei Rabbonan. Nignes is a Dei Raise Dei Galashon. And Mekadesh is the Rabbanan de Galashan. And then the Gemara asks, so why doesn't it say here Aish Koine? Instead of Aisha Niknes, Pseidu, you have a Lashon of Kenya. But why not Aish Koine? So the Ritva and the Rashba both ask that this question of why it says Haisha and not Haish should have been asked first. Before you ask about the Lashon of Mekadesh versus Niknes, first you should ask about the Isha Nisha, that's the first word of the Mishnah. As lama makdimim et akushya ala Lashon Kinyan versus Lashon Mekadesh, Niknes versus Mekadesh, before you ask about the Lashon of Isha and not Ish. So right away, אנחנו מתחילים ללמוד את המשנה, וכבר צצות כל מיני קושיות מאוד חזקות ומשמעותיות. ובראשיס ההשקופה, אז היה נראה בהתחלה, אומר מורנו ורבינו, מור עינינו, הגוין הצדיק, זכר צדיק וקדוש לברוכה לחיי עולם הבא. We can explain Pshat and Rashi, that Rashi wants to be Miyashev, why it says Ho'isha. The beginning of Ksub, it says Besul Anises. And here it says Ho'isha. What's the Hey? We already want a Hey, so say Ha'besul Anises. That's what Tosfos asks, and Tosfos says, because it's talking about the woman, it says in the Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, you marry a woman. So it says in the Mishnah, Ha'isha, the woman, that woman that it says in the Pasuk. So we can explain that Rashi learns that the reason it's Ha'isha Mevureres, it's the woman that we mentioned in the Pasuk. And it says it in the Hey Ha'idea, the woman. Why the woman? So Tosfos says it's because it says it, the woman in the Pasuk. Maybe Rashi is referring to the Gemara later on 12b, that Rav would give Malkus to somebody who's Mekadesh without Shiduchim. First you have to, you don't just do it randomly. First you have to be a Mishtadich, first you have to agree upon the Shidduch, and then you marry her. But if you're Mekadesh without Shiduchim, it's no good. You have to arrange it in advance. And as I pass into Shulchan Aruch and Simon Chavov, that even if he's Mekadish or with Kesef or with Shtar, if there was no Shidduch, if it wasn't pre-arranged, and Makanos and Makas Mardus, and if so, Stoma de Milsa, before he's Mekadish, he knows who she is. And therefore it says, Ha'isha, that girl that I know, that girl that we already set up, it was already arranged, it was pre-arranged. And even according to Nahar, the Gemara over there, that Rav only gave Malkus for somebody who's Mekadesh Bebiya B'loi Sheduchei, so you could say it's referring to the Kedushei Bia. Right, that's the woman who was set up for the Kedushei Bia. That's what it means. There has to be Shidduch in advance. It has to be prearranged. Don't just randomly see a girl and give her Kedushei money. You have to make a Shidduch first. And that's what Rashi says. Ha'isha niknes labayla. They already miyachid her for her husband, even before the Kedushei. They already set her aside. Otherwise, you're not allowed to be Mekadesh her, and therefore it says Ha'isha. However, ish lefakbik b'zef, we can say this pshat in the Mishnah. Because Rav is just telling us an inyan of Chumrah, an inyan of Tznius. And the Ritva and Dibur Maskul Isha Niknes writes, the reason we're Makdim Kesef and Shtar to Bia is because you're not allowed to be Makadish Bia. And if so, from the fact that the Mishnah says these Gimel Torochim, and it says Gimel, it says Bia at the end, so it's Muchach, like the Gemara is alluding to the idea of Rav. In other words, it says Bia at the end because that's the you're not allowed to be Mekadesh Bebiya. Like the Gemara says, Nuf Yud Beis, Rav gave Malkus for somebody who's Mekadesh Bebiya. So therefore it says at last. Right, the Nardai says that Rav flagged a person who was Mekadesh with Bia without Shiduchim. But earlier on, the Gemara says he was flagged anybody who just had Kiddushei Bia. So it says at last, because it's referring to Rav's idea. So since it's referring to Rav's idea, it also says Ha'isha, this woman who was set up in advance with a Shidduch. So maybe you could argue it's only a chumra, it's only an inyan of tznius, but the Ritva says that's good for the Seder of the Mishnah, that's why Bia is last. He's referring to Rav's idea not to be Mekadesh Bibia. So Mamela is also referring to Rav's idea that you should have Shidduchim in advance. You should have a Shidduch in advance. Now we understand Aisha Niknes Labaila, that she's Miyuchedis Labaila. And he continues and he writes, B'shalosh Drachim Kedem Mefarish Ba'azio. Hanu de Mefarish V'tani Bia L'Basayif. Mishum Had Rav Mangit. So it says the three drachim weiter in the Mishnah. Meaning, right, Rashi tells us that a woman's nikkanes b'shalosh drachim, lebaila, and then afterwards b'shalosh drachim kid mefarish v'azil, that Bia is going to be last. As the Mishnah explains that Bia is last, and therefore it says, ha'isha, isha mevureres. Or there's really, you could say there's no raya from the fact that, in other words, that woman who was set aside as per Rav's directive. However, we can still question this, and there's no raya from the fact that it says B at the end. So we can say that it says a Seder HaPasuk. First it says in the Pasuk, Yikach, is Kesef, and then Uba'ala is Bia, and Bia comes afterwards. And Shtar is learned from Kesef, so Bia comes last. So maybe that's why we have the Seder in the Mishnah. So in other words, we wanted to say saying Ha'isha because of Rav's directive that you have to make a shidduch and therefore be his last because Rav would give Malkus to anybody, would flog anybody who would marry with Bia. Maybe that's not why Bia is last. Maybe Bia is last because it's the Seder HaPasuk, like the Chedvarai to the other Mefarshim. So therefore Rashi says, V'hai shalosh loshen nekevo. This three is a loshen of nekevo. Gemara asks, why Lashon of Nekeva, right? Shlosha is Zachar, and Shalosh is Nekeva. That's Daf Beis Amid Beis. It says there, my time at Tani Shalosh Mishum Drachim. Why does it say three? Formulated in the feminine. Because it wants to teach ways, feminine. So then it's Eidvarim, and that's masculine. And then Shlosha. And then where it says, I don't know, because of Bia. And Bia is called the Derech, as it says in the verse in Proverbs 30:19. The Derech Geber Ba'alma, Kein Derech Isha Mena Efes. And by the way of a man with a young woman, so is the way of an adulterous woman. So it says Derech. So I'm at Bia. So the Gemara says, Bia is very good, Atenech Bia. Kesef Ishtar Michael and Amar. Is the Gemara Mishum Bia? Tani Tarta Tuchada? Hani Nami Tzarech Bia? You're going to say two. In other words, you're going to say Kesef and Shtar just because of Bia? Two for one? For the sake of one? And the Gemara says, this is also for Bia. In the marital relationship, what's the kesef and shtar coming from? They should have a platonic relationship. They shouldn't be with each other. No, the kesef and shtar are also for Bia. So that's the most important part of the Mishnah. And in Mela, we use the word derech because it relates to Bia, which is nekeva. The pasuk calls relates to Bia and the nekeva, relates to Bia and the derech. And therefore we say shalosh. Derech is nekeva, and therefore we say shalosh, which is nekeva. It's all because of Bia. So if that's true, after all we said, then how come the Mishnah says Bia last? The Mishnah should say Bia first. Bia is so chashuv. should say be a first. And therefore, it must be like we're like because of what Rav says, that ideally one shouldn't be Mekadesh Bebiya. That ideally one shouldn't be Mekadesh Bebiya. In other words, we're referring to the directive of Rav. The best explanation seemingly would be, how come Bia is last, even though that's the Gemara already says that this is like that's what Rashi's referring to. Rashi refers to the Gemara that this shelvish is lashon akev. The Gemara says, why is it lashon akev? And the Gemara says, because the ikar is the Bia. And that's Derech, and therefore it's Nekev. Ah, so Rashi's bothered. If the ikar is Bia, then why isn't it first? The answer is because of the directive of Rav, that ideally one should marry with Bia. So if you're already holding the directive of Rav, then also you have to do Shidduch first. You should do a shidduch first, and therefore it's ha'isha, ha'isha mevureres. That woman who you already set aside, yeah, that girl that I was supposed to marry. So we see gevaldik, that the whole thing is all these Rashi's have to tell us why it says the extra hey. Ha'isha nikneis lebaila. That woman who set aside for her husband. She set aside for her husband. Then it says Bishalash Drachim. And that includes Bia. But why is Bia last? Because that because of Rav's directive. And Rav also directs us to set aside the girl first. Therefore it says Ha. And this Shalash is Lashon Nekeva. In other words, it's you're going to tell me that that Bia should be first? Because the whole Mishnah, the whole Lashon of Derech is for the sake of Bia, and therefore it should be first? So therefore you have to explain, like Rashi's Merames, that it's Aisha Mavureres. Like Rav says, that it's the woman who's set aside. And therefore, even though Haishal Shalashan Akeva, in other words, it's all there for the sake of Bia, like the Gemara says in Beis Amid Beis, still Bia is going to be last because it's Haisha Mavureres. And because of the directive of Rav that you shouldn't be Makadish Bia. And therefore, we follow the other directive of Rav that you should first make a Shidduch. And therefore, it's the woman, Haisha Mavureres. Says Moreno v'Rabbeinu Moor Einenu Hagoyin Hakadosh Zeichet Tzadik Livracha. Says the lashon of Isha Niknes. It's much with the gedder of Kenyan over here. What's the Kenyan? What exactly is he buying? You can't say because he's zeichet b'maisi yadayim, because the maisi yadayim to the husband is only the rabbanan toisus in Supas 70b, and he only gets a mishas nesuin, and here it's erusin. Ayin toisus yantif what he brings from the Ran. That nikneis lebaila is latzricha get. That's the kinyan, to require a get. Hakoponim, it can't be maisi adayim. Maisi adayim is only from the nesun, it's only the rabbonah. So what exactly is he being kind over here? Lashin kedushin aret mekudeshes leitosis writes over here. Daf beis amid beis. Kolam elios le mekudeshes leilam b'shvili. Pashin mosu mekudeshes le miuchedes le mizmenes le. So Rashi first says that she is hekdesh to the world for me. And then she says another pshat, she's set aside for me. She's mekudeshesli, miyuchedesli, special for me. Mizumenesli. So the Beis Shmuel 27:4 copies the beginning of Tosfos. Dehachi perusha, lid liosli. Shumachi arat mekudeshes lashon hekdesh al kol adam. Bishvili. Kiluam arat mekudeshes lashon kol adam li bishvili. What does it mean, Rambu Kodesh is Li, to be for me? It's Lashon of Hekdesh. You're Hekdesh to every man for me. You're Mekodesh, you're Asa to the whole world for me. The Abu Dra Medina Kedushin writes, like the end of Tosis, because of this Tabas, you're special set aside for me. Now you're Asa to the world, you're set aside for me. So it would seem from the Beis Shmuel, from the Abu Dra, Shem Avinu b'Tosfos that he's Kotev Shnei Inyanim Shonim. When he writes to Pasha de Milsa, the simple matter, the simple understanding of the matter is, he's writing a second. Second pshat. It's a milsa bapei nafshe, it's independent. So first he says, pshat mikudeshes leiles or al yadid lekol olam kehakdesh. And then he says, pashat milsa miyuchedes limizumenes le. And until now, she was forbidden to him, and now through the Kedushin, she's set aside for him. And he's acquiring her now that she's in his domain, for this matter, that now they're permitted to be with each other. So you could say Pshat and Tosfos is that it's really saying all the same thing. Since he's miyachid her, memela, she's also the whole world like Hektish. That's mashma a little bit like that in the Lashon HaTosafos. However, from the poskim, it's not mashma like that, it's mashma in the poskim. They're learning that these are two different lashonas, two different understandings of what the word hekdesh means, what the kinyan is. So, according to the first pshat and Tosfos, she's just hekdesh to the world. But according to the second pshat and Tosfos, she is acquired to him. She is mekudeshes to him. She is special for him. So, according to the second pshat, it's mam shekinyan. He's acquiring her for this matter that she is now set aside for him, for their marital relationship, for Ishus. So many people have the minhag to tell the chassan, besides the kavana that a chassan should have, that a masada kedushin should tell the chassan that he should have kavana to do the mitzvah of kedushin. He should also be mechavin for a kinyan, that he's acquiring her ayde kedushin kamo shekoinim chayfetz. And maybe this is Pshat Nemachlekes Rashi and Tosfos on 4b. It says, if the Torah would have written V'yatzachinam, I would have said if she gives him the money and is Mekadish him, it's Kedushin. Would have just said V'yatzachinam ein ketzav ein ketzav ladam zav eish ketzav ladam achir. So let her give him the money. So Rashi says, what's Pshat? Rashi says, Pshat is that she says it's Kaddishli. She gives him the money and she says, you're married to me. Taisa says, you can't say Lashon Kedushin by a man because he's not usher to the other women. And therefore, he says that she says a Lashon of Ani Mekudesh Eslecha, not your Mekudesh Li. I'm Mekudesh Lecha because I'm Hekdesh too, I'm usher to all the other men. But you're not usher to all the other women, you can marry another wife. That's a Machlekes Rashi and Taisus. According to Rashi, Pshat is, she says it's Kaddishli. And according to Tosfos, she says, Harayani Mekudesh is Lecha. So we can say Pshat, that Rashi learns that Mekudesh is Mezumenes Miyuchedesli, Kepasha de Milsa. So she can say to the man, you're special to me, not another man. You're Mekudesh to me. You're special to me. You're set aside for me. So you could take another wife. But as far as I'm concerned, you're the only man. And Tosfos doesn't accept that. Tosfos miyanu b'zeh. Because they learned the pshat like the second parish in Tosfos. That she's asar akuli ama kehektesh. She says, what's the hektesh over here? How can you say that his kadesh li, he's hektesh? He's not hektesh, she's hektesh. So therefore, Tosfos says, harayanu mekudesh eslecha. She says, I'm hektish, but not you're hektish. She's hektish. Tosfos is learning the ikkar like the pshat that it's hektish. And Rashi is learning the ikkar is pshat that you're special, set aside for me. And that the woman can say to the man, Skadishli, you're set aside for me, you're special for me, you're mezumen to me. So that's Gevaldik. Now, in this tshuva, Rabbeinu, the Rebbe Zatzal, has a great arichus. And we are not one to be put off by arichos. We love arichos because every word is gold. And memela, we are excited for every new word, or we should be anyway. Sometimes I'll admit that I say, oh wow, that's a lot. But when you actually learn it, it's masok mitvash v'nefes tzufin. So please God, we will continue and see hemshech niflos mitorat Hashem itbarach shemo. And I thank you so much for listening. This was terrific. Shalom, shalom.